This week, the department is holding public meetings to make its case for standards that it says would make fish safer to eat. On Tuesday in Tallahassee, the agency's Jan Mandrup Poulsen said key industries, including coal-fired power plants, have already been on board with helping curb the problem.
And they have already put enormous technology in place to reduce the mercury emissions. Also, the waste-to-energy facilities back a decade ago were identified as being a big source, and those have fallen off dramatically.
Environmental officials will take public input on the issue until August 27th. Then they will publish a mercury level recommendation, which the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency must approve. Florida has about 13,000 square miles of water considered impaired because of fish mercury contamination. Studies show human activity is responsible for 2/3 of it. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.